Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Katua Earth First protests at TVA Power Headquarters. About two dozen environmental activists observed Earth Day outside Tennessee Valley Authority offices in Chattanooga, Tennessee, protesting the possible restart of an old nuclear reactor in Alabama. Katua Earth First chapter spokesperson John Johnson said TVA should be spending money on safer forms of energy generation, such as wind and solar power. "I think the people have been hoodwinked about nuclear power," Johnson said. "TVA has been the butter on the bread for so long," Johnson said. The projected $1.7 billion cost of restarting the Unit 1 reactor at the Browns Ferry Nuclear Power Plant near Athens, Alabama, could instead pay for a lot of wind turbines and solar panels. "You don't get radioactive waste that lasts for 10,000 years," he said. TVA spokesperson Gil Francis said in a telephone interview that the utility has made no decision about restarting the Unit 1 reactor at Browns Ferry. The TVA board could vote as early as next month on whether to begin the project. Plans call for creating enough capacity to serve more than 650,000 homes. The Unit 1 reactor at Browns Ferry began operation in 1973. It has been mothballed since 1985. The Browns Ferry plant was the scene of a 1975 fire that was the worst commercial nuclear accident in this country before Three Mile Island. The plant has been back in business since 1991 when its Unit 2 reactor returned to service. The plant's Unit 3 reactor came back online in 1995. TVA, or Tennessee Valley Authority, is the country's largest public power producer, serving 8.3 million people through 158 distributors in Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Virginia. And we thank the Associated Press for that story. Here's the Buffalo Field Campaign update. A typical day at Hebgen Lake, Montana, begins at 4 a.m. and isn't over until the end of the nightly meeting, usually around 10:30 p.m. Spring is the most difficult time as the days are longest, there are greater numbers of buffalo out of the park, and the Montana Department of Livestock's insistence on killing bison is strongest. Because many of the volunteers who have been there all season start to leave at this time of year, Buffalo Field Campaign activist numbers are down. Right now, there are more than 200 buffalo out of the park along the Madison River between the park boundary and the Horse Butte Peninsula. They're being captured and slaughtered on a weekly basis. The Buffalo Field Campaigns are doing everything in their power to raise awareness and stop the needless killing. Peter Loesch was arraigned before a federal magistrate in Missoula last week. Pete was arrested after he blocked the only access road to the Horse Butte Bison Capture Facility by locking himself into a Batmobile, a station wagon that was modified to allow him to lock his arms around the drive shaft from inside. It took 15 agents more than 2 hours to move Pete and the car to the side of the road and get the equipment that they needed to capture bison past the obstruction to the trap. This is 2 hours that would have otherwise been used to find, haze, and capture bison. Pete pled not guilty to 3 federal misdemeanor charges, resisting arrest, creating a road hazard, and maintaining an illegal structure. He was released on his own recognizance. After arresting Pete, the Department of Livestock, Park Service, Forest Service, and Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks proceeded to capture 24 bison. Buffalo Field Campaign doesn't yet know how many bison were slaughtered and how many were released. The Buffalo Field Campaign's summer campaign kicks off Memorial Day weekend, and they still need volunteers to staff their information tables in Yellowstone National Park. They are also currently hiring a summer office coordinator. If you are interested in either of these roles, please call 406-646-0070. That's 406-646-0070. If you want more information, go to www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. That's www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come